I don't normally do this, gentlemen, but before you dive into this Watch With Me audio, I just wanted to let you know a few things. One, this clip is one of my all-time favorite porn clips. It's an old one that I've come to lots and lots. I don't know exactly why, it just gets me. And I happened across it, so I wanted to do this Watch With Me for you. The second thing I want to tell you is that this clip is hard to find. And so sadly, this version of it has some terrible, terrible ad overlaid on it at a certain point. But if you mute it and only listen to my version of the video, then it won't be a problem. If not, just ignore that. Terrible, terrible ad. By the way, it's not even who they say it is, of course. It's Jodie West, and she is one of my all-time favorite MILF porn stars. And the third thing, which I'm not sure I should be sharing, but it might be one of the reasons that this clip gets me off so much. The layout of the kitchen in this clip. It's almost identical to mine. Not the exact same colors or cabinets, etc., but the layout? Yeah, that's my kitchen, all right. So just a little extra lacy tidbit for you all. I think we'll leave it at that, since 3 is my lucky number after all, and jump right in to this Watch With Me audio. You'd think being a sexy MILF is just fun and games all the time, but, oh, it can be really difficult, especially with young, horny men, like my stepdaughter's boyfriend. Fuck, he's just insatiably horny, with the most amazing cock and mouth and shit, just talking about him. It's doing things to me that really shouldn't be. I know I've got to keep away from him, and I will. I definitely will. Don't believe me? You just watch and see. Let's hit play on the video together. In 3, 2, 1, play. God, he's always trying to get me alone. And I have told him many, many times that we've got to keep our distance from each other. We can't be alone in the house together. We definitely can't be alone in the same room together. He's just always trying to get up under my skirt, trying to touch me. And I know my resolve can only last so long. I don't want to hurt my stepdaughter. I really love her, but God, there's just something about him. I know I've got to keep my distance. Sometimes that means I have to sound like a bitch, but there's no getting through to this boy sometimes. Just look at how he's constantly trying to put his hands on me. I try to be good, you can see. I told him to stop. When he slips his hand up under my skirt and starts touching my pussy, it just makes my whole insides flutter. And I remember how good it was with him. Yeah, that's right, I've been with him. I hate to admit that because it sounds so bad. But fuck, a little shit, he doesn't even give a crap, he just manhandles my clothes and me, and do you know what that does to me? God, my husband doesn't do that. He doesn't rip my shirt off and hike me up under the counter and spread my legs open just so he can get at my pretty pussy. This boy's mouth is almost like heaven on my cunt. I want to tell him no, I want to make him stop, and then I just think to myself, would it be bad just to come on his face, just One quick little orgasm, and then we'll stop this. We'll never do this again. He's just so good at eating me out. The things he does with his tongue on my clit. God, I just want to come all over his face. I know he doesn't get this either. I know he loves the taste of my sweet cum. I just love knowing that he craves me more than he craves his young little girlfriend. God, just took my panties off and threw them God knows where so he could spread me open more. And oh, that just made my pussy that much wetter for him. He's not one of those boys that rushes either. One of those inexperienced young men. Fuck no. He knows how to eat out a pussy. Oh, I just can't help myself. I forget that I'm supposed to be stopping him. That I'm supposed to tell him no. Fuck, I forget I'm married. I just lay back and let him go at it. It's so good. This, even the fact that it's right there in the kitchen. My husband doesn't fuck me anywhere but the bedroom and definitely doesn't eat me out like this. Make me come so hard. Oh, kind of like spreading my legs open for his young fucking mouth like this. Oh, he doesn't forget my tits either. He just grabs them. Oh, I can't help it. I just have to come all over his face. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, God. Nobody makes my pussy feel like him. That's a bad part of it. God, he doesn't even let me stop coming either. He just keeps going and going and going. Oh, God. I literally have to push him off. Get him to stop. For God's sakes. So wrong. So fucking wrong. It's enough. He's gotta go. He's just gotta leave and we gotta stop this. But I'm so kind of in a haze from that orgasm. I can barely think straight and his hands are still all over me. And then, the fucker rips my skirt. And as much as I hate it, I fucking love it too. It's so hot. And I know he wants to fuck me with that big dick of his. I shouldn't let him, but oh my God, it feels so good sliding up inside me. So young and hard and oh God, just bends me over and manhandles me. He uses me like a little hole for his hard young dick. I love it. I love the picture we make of just me bent over the counter with my legs stretched, my pussy open for him. The way he gropes my fucking tits. He never forgets a damn thing. He just does everything, every technique that he can to make my pussy come. I know his secret plan is to make me crave his cock all the fucking time. And God, I hate to admit it, but I do. I shouldn't. God, just look at those balls just slapping against my clit as he fucks me. It's so fucking good. God, can you imagine coming like this? God, he makes me feel just as young as he does. Just come and come and come on his cock. Always so fucking horny for him. Oh, God. In less than 5 minutes, he's fucking made my pussy come harder than my husband has in the last month. And then just tempts me with that cock of his. Oh, I want to taste my pussy on him. I want to get him to come just for me. I want to show him that I can be the bitch that he needs. I love that. I love the taste of his pre-cum in my mouth. Getting him deep. I know my stepdaughter doesn't even let him fucker face. He tells me he shouldn't, but kind of like hearing that. Knowing that I'm the only one that can give him this. I'm the one that makes him this hard. This is why he keeps coming back to me, too. I make him come so good. Oh, God, I love the feel of that head of his as it just breaches my throat a bit. And he moans and, oh, I'm gonna just drip all that young spunk on my face. I want to look like his little slut. Oh, God. God. You know how good that hot young spunk tastes. He loves to get it all over me, too. Fucker. Make me taste it off of his cock. God, my mouth is watering just looking at this again. Oh, I feel so fucking guilty, too, and fucking used. Oh, I really, really shouldn't have let him do this again. So fucking bad. The bastard knows that this isn't going to be the last time either. I wish that I could just do something where he would, you know, never have to be alone with me again, but who the fuck am I kidding? I just love this. Love rubbing his cum off my face. Seeing what the fuck it did to me. God, how am I gonna explain that I'm late for my coffee date with my husband? And that I changed the outfit I picked out for today. No way I can wear this. Ripped skirt, ripped shirt. I guess I'm just gonna have to do what I always do when I get fucked by my stepdaughter's boyfriend. Lie through my fucking teeth and pretend that I can't still taste his young cum in my mouth when I kiss my husband hello. Oh, fuck. I'm such a naughty, naughty little milk.